Strangulation, it seems, is an all too frequent form of family violence. Now health experts are warning that besides trauma, the hidden consequences of strangulation can be long-lasting, with survivors facing a heightened risk of stroke. And they're calling for first responders, police or ambulance officers for instance, to be trained to identify the signs of strangulation. Damien Carrick has more.
At the time, I was completely in shock. So when the police asked me, did I want an ambulance, I declined, which I would now recommend to any woman never to do that. Because with non-lethal strangulation, there's lots and lots of side effects that, you know, professionals are only now just learning about.
Two women in particular talked to me about, they likened it to sexual assault. It's not at arm's length where someone's thrown something at you. If you strangle a person, they're right up in your face. And she said, you know, her partner just screaming. And, you know, a lot of women talked about, I think I was going to die.
Betty Taylor is CEO of the Red Rose Foundation. It's a Queensland-based organisation which works to end domestic violence-related death and to support survivors, people like Sue.
What they're telling us is more their struggle to survive it, and now learning about the aftermath and their health is probably their primary concern.
Strangulation is common. One US study found that two-thirds of women in refuges report experiencing non-fatal strangulation. It is sometimes fatal, it often causes permanent injury, and it is a strong predictor of future violence and death. Professor Heather Douglas is based at the T.C. Byrne School of Law at the University of Queensland.
Lots of women report all sorts of effects of being strangled, and they can go anywhere from voice changes to memory loss to anxiety, loss of consciousness. Some women have experienced paralysis. Some women have experienced pregnancy miscarriage, and of course, in the worst case scenarios, death. But what we've found from a lot of the studies, mainly from the US, is that there are a really high risks of death or serious harm following a strangulation event. So it's a risk factor for future harm or death.
Future and some violence? Serious
violence or death. The risk of her dying or experiencing serious harm in the weeks following that strangulation event increases, and sometimes the study suggests that sometimes there's 700 times more likely to die or experience serious harm as a result of that strangulation event.
So it's a warning bell. It's telling us that this is an extremely violent relationship and people who strangle go on to kill their partners.
It is a very serious risk factor, and people should be put on notice that this woman is in serious danger. They should also be put on notice that she should be referred to medical assistance just in case there's some invisible injury that should be treated, such as a blood clot.
And those blood clots can cause strokes. Dr. Vanita Parekh is head of Clinical Forensic Medical Services at Canberra Hospital. She says strangulation can cause a stroke either at the time of the assault or down the track.
The reason for that is probably because of the compression that happens to the major blood vessels in the neck. You can get injury to those blood vessels and have some blood clots that come off. It can also be through, because of the markedly decreased oxygen supply to the brain, parts of the brain dying during that time. So it can be repeated episodes of strangulation, increasing your risk of stroke, but also potentially dementia.
But the good news is that if a survivor is identified as having a heightened risk of stroke, they can receive medical treatment to reduce the risk.
There's a test called a CT angiogram, and it's where somebody has some contrast medium injected into them, and it looks at the blood vessel structure in the neck to see if there is injury within the vessels in the neck.
And with the stroke, how long after the event can a stroke connected to the strangulation or the choking take place?
We don't have that data from stroke databases, but we're generally talking the immediate sort of risk within up to 75 hours, but certainly cases being reported well outside that time frame, so of up to 6 months.
Last year, in an Australia first, Dr. Vanita Parekh introduced a major systemic change that is saving lives. To avoid potentially catastrophic strokes, ACT radiologists now automatically provide free CT angiograms to all domestic violence survivors who arrive at Canberra hospitals.
That's Damien Carrick reporting. And for more on this story, tune in to Damien and the Law Report on RN this afternoon at 5:30.